Lauren Green in the studio. Yes, I have taken hostage our news guru this morning. Lauren, you have a cardboard box on the counter here in the studio.
I do. I found it in my car this morning.
Oh.
My husband put it there after last night. He ran into your recent ex.
Oh, weird.
But by the way, they're not really friends. They just have a mutual acquaintance.
Right. There's a friend in between that connects them.
So just to paint the picture, they're not like old buddies where this was cool. This is basically...
Because that would be awkward.
Asking your friend of a friend to deliver their ex's belongings to them.
So hold on. Let me get this straight. This box I see in front of me with just things sticking out of it contains my things.
Yes.
This is awesome. All right. So
you have not looked in this box.
I have not.
And we're going to go through it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's like Christmas getting your things from an ex. Mm. So I would love to know what things have been brought back into my life.
Well,
please.
First, this thing sticking out of the box is what appears to be a broken PVC pipe.
It looks like a broken PVC pipe. I will explain to you, as someone that likes to go fishing, that actually is used when you go fishing on the coast, which on the East Coast is like an easy thing to do. You put the pipe in the sand, your pole can then sit in the pipe, and you can doze off and have adult beverages. That's what that's for.
Next item, a keychain.
A pair of keychains? Literally just a pair of keychain, not any keys attached to them. Why would you make it a point to give this back to me? A refrigerator magnet, everybody. Gosh, Merry Christmas to
this
me.
This is my favorite. No, I'm going to save that for later.
Oh, okay. Oh, so nice of him to give back my Jaws 40th anniversary Christmas ornament.
There's two of them.
Well, two because I bought one, and then one was gifted to me last year. So now I have, thank goodness, my two Jaws ornaments back. The $500 in Christmas decorations that I bought last year, still at the house. Didn't need those.
A grow a tree giant donation kit.
A grow your own tree kit. So I can hang the two ornaments on the tree once it grows.
It appears to be unopened.
What is that?
Is this yours?
No. What is that? Okay, let me just try to explain. This is, well, you plug it in. I'm assuming it's a sort of lamp from like
it's
1978.
Like a quartz rock with a light bulb in it.
Right.
This does not belong to you.
No.
It weighs a ton.
It's a rock, like a crystal rock. And you plug it in, and it's a lamp.
It's not one of those salt crystal things that's supposed to, like eliminate.
Help me feel better?
Yeah,
that's not what it's doing. No. What else do we have? An Ansel Adams coffee table book. That was really the make or break for me. That's why I left, because he decided he wanted to keep that. Now I have it back in my life. A clock that doesn't even work anymore, which is great. But just to paint this picture, if you're just tuning in, Lauren Green has a box of my things this morning, because my ex gave her husband a box of my... Let's go through this cycle of people.
Yeah. Essentially, he gave a box of your things to a stranger.
Right.
And now they ended up in my car.
And turned them into a mule so that they could return two Christmas ornaments, a lamp that isn't mine, a clock, and five not golden rings.
Okay, this is the champion of items in the box. This is the crescendo. Are you ready?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I hope it's a puppy. Who's been feeding it?
It is a Canon digital camera solution disc.
What?
And an unopened Canon PowerShot A2400 IS camera guide.
Thank goodness. Gosh, so happy to have all this junk back in my life. Thank you so much. The most valuable thing in that are the ornaments. Two of them, guys. So I hope I get a small tree this year, because otherwise nobody's going to see those ornaments at all. Fantastic. There's my 12 gifts of Christmas. We'll get photos of all this up for you on Facebook, because who doesn't love a little misery?